Welcome. You're listening to Muslim Philanthropy. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Muhi Khwaja, and I'm one of the four co-founders of American Muslim Community Foundation. You may have seen our Five Fast Minute series, and that's to give you a taste of what to expect in the coming episodes. We'll have a variety of guests on for you, including our board members and advisors, donors who've set up donor advised funds or participate in our giving circles, nonprofits who started endowments or are fiscally sponsored with us, organizations that are listed in our nonprofit directory, and experts from across the philanthropic sector. Philanthropy is defined as the love of mankind, and the name Muslim Philanthropy is how we as individuals, through acts of kindness, show that love of mankind through our faith. As a community foundation, we help provide programs and services in the donor ecosystem and nonprofit ecosystem. A community foundation is a publicly supported philanthropic institution governed by a board which serves its donors, the nonprofit sector, and the community overall. Here are the services that AMCF provides. In our donor ecosystem, we want to create positive experiences around fundraising and donating through donor advised funds. A DAF is a giving vehicle that provides you with an immediate tax benefit and allows you to support charities of your choice through grant recommendations on your own timetable. You can invest your balance, name the fund after a loved one, and pass it on generation to generation. And also, we do giving circles. A giving circle is a form of philanthropy where groups of individuals donate their money and time to a pooled fund, deciding together which nonprofit or project to fund. This increases awareness of engagement and issues covered by the charity, and you get to give with your family and friends. In our nonprofit ecosystem, we're creating sustainable nonprofits through endowments. An endowment is a financial resource in the form of a donation to be used as an investment, which generates an annual return based on the principal of its assets. We also do this through fiscal sponsorship. And fiscal sponsorship refers to the practice of nonprofit organizations offering their legal tax-exempt status to projects or other nonprofits for shared administrative and bookkeeping resources. Grants. At different parts throughout the year, AMCF will host a request for proposals for specific strategic initiatives or causes. So far, we have had grant cycles for Census 2020 Muslim Engagement, Starting Endowments, and a COVID-19 Response Fund for nonprofits. The different programs that we offer are, one, this podcast. And you get to join us as we explore the nonprofits we support, how they started, engage with their leaders, and also hear from donors about the issues that matter to them. We do webinars and consulting for all the organizations in our nonprofit directory. They get invited to these webinars on best practices for fundraising, marketing, board recruitment, and so much more. Nonprofits who have established endowment funds with us receive dedicated consulting to help achieve their long-term and short-term goals. Philanthropy awards. This will help look at institutions, individuals, and businesses in the arena of charitable giving across the nonprofit sector who are demonstrating a commitment to excellence. We also have the Muslim philanthropic values. And as we said, philanthropy is the love of mankind as an expression of altruistic values. We use the Barakah culture cards to offer a fun activity with family and friends to discover what motivates your charitable giving and the causes you love to support. We also do month or cause-based initiatives, for example, Black History, Women's History, Latino History Month, COVID-19, or Hijri calendar dates based on Muharram, Ramadan, or Dhul Hijjah. Some other things that we're working on are a social impact accelerator. Have you ever had an idea but don't have the time or funds to see it through? We're going to help incubate your idea with a support system using Muslim-inspired, human-centric design thinking and mentorship. We're also launching a professional development fund for nonprofits who struggle with capacity building and staff retention. We want to empower those nonprofits with the professional tools required to advance their organizational capacity. You get to contribute to this fund to cultivate and ensure the sustainability for the nonprofit ecosystem. Of course, you can find all of this information on our website, amuslimcf.org. As I shared the idea of what was called the American Muslim Fund originally, I wanted to create positive experiences for fundraising and donating in the Muslim community. After months of sharing this idea, I was connected with four co-founders, Ayatul Nuri, Ayman Al-Sawah, Safa Ibrahim, and myself. Together, we outlined our minimum viable product in the strategic plan in 2019 with the help of Hisham Ibrahim and Wahid Rashid. We're grateful to so many board members and advisors through the years as well. Walking through that process helped us launch our first donor advised fund in 2017 and set the tempo for Giving Circles in 2018, endowments in 2019, and fiscal sponsorships in 2020. So far, we've distributed $2 million through over 1,000 donors and 71 families that we work with through 6 giving circles, 5 endowments, and 4 fiscal sponsorships. That's the power of collective giving. We've built partnerships with over 300 nonprofits, held webinars, private consults, and shared best practices on creating sustainability. I'm thankful to our ever so dedicated board of directors, who I'll definitely have join in future podcasts. For the time being, check out their profiles on our website, amuslimcf.org/team. So that's the story. We're a startup social impact organization. There's so much to be done, and I invite you to be part of the story of how American Muslims are using their sadaqah and zakat to be more strategic with their charitable giving. Through this podcast, we'll dive into the nonprofit sector with guests examining leadership development, capacity building, organizational behavior, best practices, challenges, and the people making it happen, from funders to volunteers and staffers. We'll talk to our guests about how they got their roles, what philanthropy means to them, and you get to join us as we explore the nonprofits supported by AMCF and hear how they started and hear from their leaders and what their donors want to solve. So as we close, I ask you to think of the following questions. What does philanthropy mean to you? If you could solve one world issue with charitable giving, what would it be? Is there a verse from the Quran or story from the Hadith or an example of charity that you can think of that inspires you to give? And what's your favorite nonprofit? So as I sign off, reach out to us with your ideas by emailing podcast@amuslimcf.org. Find us online at amuslimcf.org/podcast and on social media platforms at amuslimcf or this hashtag Muslim Philanthropy. You can support us with a donation at amuslimcf.org/donation, and I look forward to building community with you. My name is Muhi Khwaja, and you have the ability to make the world a better place through your charitable giving. Thank you.